Twitter suspends Babylon Bee editor-in-chief for mocking platform censorship. By Alam Bokhari on March 22, 2022. The editor-in-chief of the Babylon Bee, the popular conservative-run satirical website, has been locked out of his Twitter account after mocking the platform for allowing Chinese officials involved in abuses against the country's Uyghur minority on the platform while conservatives are censored. "Maybe they'll let us back into our at the Babylon Bee Twitter account if we throw a few thousand Uyghurs into concentration camps," quipped editor-in-chief Kyle Mann yesterday morning. As of today, Mann is locked out of his Twitter account over the tweet, which the left-wing big tech platform calls hateful conduct. The censorship of the website's editor-in-chief follows the lockdown of its official account, which occurred after it pointed out the biological gender of the Biden administration's Health and Human Services Secretary, Rachel Levine. As reported by Breitbart News' Paul Bois, Christian satire site The Babylon Bee has remained defiant 24 hours after Twitter locked its account for calling the transgender HHS Assistant Secretary Dr. Rachel Levine a man. On Sunday, The Babylon Bee was sentenced to Twitter jail over an article mocking USA Today for recently declaring the biological male Rachel Levine a woman of the year. "The Babylon Bee's man of the year is Rachel Levine," said the headline. Twitter then locked the satire site's account for 12 hours on the condition that they delete the tweet, alleging it violates the platform's hateful conduct policy. Babylon Bee CEO Seth Dillon said they will not cave to Twitter's demands. Not the Bee, a non-satirical news website associated with the Babylon Bee, said they would fight the censorship, pointing out the influence the platform has over current events. "You may think it's easy to just ignore Twitter, but remember that it's a major outlet that influences news, education, and literal law around the world. It's also a major revenue stream for many businesses who are forced into the big tech marketing system to stay afloat. It's worth fighting against discriminatory policies on platforms that claim to be the new public square. And the Bee is gonna fight." This is not the first time that the Babylon Bee has tangled with Silicon Valley's far-left censors. As Breitbart News previously reported, Facebook has also repeatedly censored the satirical website for poking fun at the left. Breitbart News has reached out to Twitter for comment. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. He is the author of #deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election.